Hey, what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Box Rewatch. I am your Infinity Boy Anthony, alongside your Box Man Banana Man Brian. What is going on?
Same shit, different week. How are you?
Agreed. I wish it would just be spring already. It's just it's always cold. You get like one day a nice warm, and then it's cold.
Yep, and so we sit inside and we watch movies and TV shows.
Exactly. I watched Sonic 2 this weekend. Very good. Because I want to watch Knuckles. People say Knuckles is
good. Yeah, same.
People say Knuckles is good. Like, I thought the Sonic 2 movie was pretty good. I think Idris kills it as Knuckles. But, I don't know. I think I like the first movie better, but people apparently really, really like the Knuckles series. So, I'm excited to start that.
It's on my list, for sure.
Yeah. So, I think rankings right now, Sonic 1, like, kind of clears Sonic 2, even though Knuckles is very good, and Jim Carrey kills it again. But yeah, very excited to start Knuckles. I'll probably start that sometime this week.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, before, this is the, this is not the Sonic 2 podcast. This is the X-Men 97 Episode 8 podcast. But we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, we're going to talk about news in the news, as always. And Brian, you may not know, but this weekend was Star Wars weekend. Saturday was May the 4th be with you. And today, mm-hmm. May 5th, was the Revenge of the 5th. So happy Star Wars weekend to you.
And to you.
Yes. And yes, and because of that, Star Wars obviously dropped a trailer for the new Acolyte series that is starting June 4th, which means I think that means we'll have about 2 weeks off after X-Men ends, and then we'll jump right into Star Wars, so that's good. It looks I liked the first trailer. I think I like the second trailer better. It looks real gritty. It looks like it's like, you know, like crime detective Jedi shit, which I think is a sneaky cool idea for a show. And obviously you can't do that with like the Star Wars universe that we know. So throw in this at the end of the High Republic era, like what, like 100 or whatever years they say before the start of the movies. I think that's super dope. And it kind of, and it makes sense. And you can kind of maybe start seeing how the Jedi start, you know, their downfall, before, too long, really.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, it was refreshing to me because, like, we had that Andor bullshit. And just give us some lightsabers and some Jedi fights. We're really not asking for much.
Yeah.
And, like, especially when you do these characters, like, Andor we knew from Rogue One, but, like, these characters we're not going to know anything about.
Yes.
So right away I was like, you know what? This world looks cool. I'm in. I like both trailers.
Yes.
Second one, agreed, was good.
Yeah. I think the problem with Andor, even though it's coming off of like what I think is a lot of people's favorite Star Wars movie, Rogue One, I don't know. I just don't think he was that interesting. Like, he's not the best part of that movie. Like, he's good. But, like,
yeah.
I think people really remember, you know, Alan Tudyk's droid and the blind guy, which I've, you know, I don't really remember these guys' names. I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, people, I feel like, really liked that movie for different reasons, and I don't think Andor was one of them. And then, I don't know, it was different. And, you know, you can have the like, you know, Rogue One's not really like a Jedi movie. It's more about the Resistance. But, I don't know. I think Andor was just kind of written poorly, because I think it could have been good. But, I don't know.
It could have been, and like Andy Serkis was good, and there were good scenes, but yeah, I mean, I don't want to rehash Andor too much.
We will win season two.
This one, Acolyte already looks better my book. It looks more fun, more entertaining, more interesting.
And it's like, you know, you don't, and again, like, you know Andor, nothing can happen to Andor. Which is, you know, again, something that didn't really happen in Obi-Wan, because you know what happens to Obi-Wan, but that show still rocked. So it's just like, you know,
yeah.
I think it was just really bad writing. I don't want to give the excuse of, oh, well, you know what happens to Andor and this and that, no Jedi. It's kind of just street level bullshit. It just, I think it was just written poorly, honestly, if I'm to be honest. Yeah, but the Acolyte looks good. It's like a good world. You know, anything can happen. You don't know what's going to happen. All these characters are new. Anyone can die. Anyone could, you know, be sent off. So I'm excited. I think it looks really good. Next up, we're going to switch up to Marvel. I think the rest is Marvel. Unless you want to talk about, I don't know, you put in my notes here, Naz Reid, question mark?
I just want to mention how great he is.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to all our Timberwolves listeners out there.
That's right. We have a big following in Minnesota.
Yep.
That's a shoot, baby. Anyway, congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They won the first game of the Western Conference semifinals against the champion Denver Nuggets. So three more in six games, and they win the round. Congrats to them. They're exciting. Anthony Edwards, he could be Michael Jordan. Anyway.
He doesn't I have even... a question about that, but this is not the place for it.
No. He doesn't even like basketball. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so shifted over to Marvel. A lot of decent news dropped this week. Let's start with the least exciting first. Because of contracts, I guess that they couldn't get out of or move. And I know, especially with McDonald's, you can't really move those. Because Captain America was supposed to come out in July, right? Or June. I forget when they were supposed to. I think it was July. Yeah, it was the date for Deadpool, right? So because it was supposed to come out around then, the Happy Meal toys are out. And they couldn't move that to next year. And they're doing some, you know, first looks in magazines and such. So we got a new Captain America suit. It's not white anymore. I think that the new suit kind of looks booty. I like the white one. It's boring. It looks like Steve Rogers' suit, really, to be honest with you. So I don't know.
When they released it, I saw, like, I got an alert or something. It was like, new suit released. Like, oh, cool, let's open it up. I opened up Twitter, popped open the picture. Oh, okay. Just the regular fucking boring suit. Got it.
The white one was so cool. Here's the thing. Not only was the white one cool, they built the whole show around him finally getting that suit. And they scrapped it for this Steve Rogers-ass looking suit.
Yeah, the white one was cool. You know, I have a hoodie that is that white suit.
Yeah.
Like, they released a thing on it because it stands out. It's different. It's cool. I don't know. I feel like they shouldn't have even made this a release because who do they think they're winning over with this?
I'm looking. I have I went and I bought the Funko because I thought it was so cool. I'm looking. I have it. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right next to Viserys.
I'm boring.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was not good. I didn't like it. I think that's a huge mistake. But I mean, it's just a suit, so I guess it won't really bother me too much if the movie's good and it's whatever.
Yeah.
So
any of these movies that were good or bad, it was not because of the suit. In the suit's defense, I guess.
Yeah. But didn't need to do that. Also, in Marvel casting news. Giancarlo Esposito was like, hey, I've been casted. You'll find out who it is soon. And a lot of people have a lot of ideas. What do you think?
My favorite tweet was, we have our Squirrel Girl, ladies and gentlemen.
That was funny.
That's crazy. I don't know. I haven't given it much thought, but like he does fit the villain vibe kind of well.
Yes. People really want him as Professor X. I don't think they're going to be announcing a Professor X casting anytime soon, so I don't think that's it.
No. That would surprise me. Like, I guess... I don't know. That's a big role to announce, like, kind of like that, to even hint at it.
Yeah. People think this would make a lot of sense. An aged-up Kang.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm trying to think of some other, because I did see some rumors about who he would be, but they're not coming to me right now.
Yeah. All I know is I saw on the streets, people were like, well, everyone's been fan casting him as Professor X, and I'm like, no, I don't think that's it. And then someone was like, I don't know, maybe an aged up Kang, and I'm like, that could be it. I think he would kill it as Kang.
I like Kang. I saw that he said something along the lines of, like, yes, I've been cast, but no, it's not who you think, which I think was shutting down the Professor X stuff.
Yes, most likely. Because that's like the Krasinski fan cast thing, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, Giancarlo Esposito would be amazing. And then, like, I think that's, again, although I will say I also thought that John Krasinski would be a great Mr. Fantastic, but then when he did it, it was bad, so, you know.
Yeah.
Marvel casting probably knows a little bit more than the rest of us, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, everything I've seen him in, he's been good. And, like, what was that show? With all the colors?
Yes, the Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, Kaleidoscope. He was, like, a very different kind of villain in that than he was in Breaking Bad, so he's got range.
Yes, I liked him. I liked that show a lot. It was probably the last Netflix show I binged. I was like, this is good shit. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm basically out on Netflix. But that's for another time. Also in casting news, a report has come out that there's three favorites for Doctor Doom. This is coming from Twitter, so who knows if it's real or not, but I would like to throw it out there to talk about it a little bit. The three guys they say are in the running are Ben Affleck, who Daniel RPK has said that he is in talks to play a character that is not Deadpool in Marvel. Not Deadpool, Daredevil. Killian Murphy, which obviously that would just be grabbing him while he's hot. And then Mads Mikkelsen, who is, I think, would be probably the best casting choice, in my opinion. But I don't know. I don't think I would mind Ben Affleck. Like, I feel like you said woof to me or something like that. And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like Affleck as Doom.
I don't know. I think Ben could do well. I didn't think he was going to be a good Batman either. And I thought he was a good Batman. So we'll see.
I didn't love him.
We'll see if that is actually true. I think it's interesting to talk about. And, you know, these all seem age range appropriate for Pedro Pascal's, you know. So it sounds like it could be right.
Affleck, like, he just gives me a doofy vibe. And I think that was my issue with him as Batman, too. I don't know. I just don't buy it. But I will caveat that a lot of people did not buy Heath Ledger, and he proved them all wrong. So I'm willing to give him a shot.
If it is him, this is not confirmed or anything, but...
No, I know. I just like the other two options more.
Yeah. I think Killian Murphy would be interesting. I know he was, like, fantastic as Scarecrow, and when he was given, like, not a lot, to be honest with you, and he was really good as Scarecrow, but... It'd be interesting to see him take on a character like this. I don't know. I don't really watch Peaky Frickin' Blinders, so I don't know.
But I never saw it, but I've seen him in other stuff, and he's very good.
Yeah, I've basically seen him in all the Nolan movies is where, where I've seen him. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see who ends up getting Doctor Doom. They are filming that movie sometime at the end of this year, so they're gonna have to announce it soon. Hopefully, maybe at Comic-Con, we'll see.
Yeah,
and then finally, me and you are taking a honeymoon vacation to the X Mansion, in upstate New York. It is real. Airbnb made it. The X-Men 97 Mansion is going to be available to book for weekends and whatever. And it looks crazy. They made it look like a cartoon, which is incredible.
It would be very fun to walk around it for a couple hours.
Yes. But you're booking it for a night's sleep. Which room are you sleeping in, Jubilee?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Can I just sleep with Cerebro?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I feel like you'll be... Just go to sleep whenever you want. I know that there are, like, people who, like, you know, I don't know if they stay in the air. I know there are people that are supposed to, like, be around and helping you, like, interact with the stuff and such, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
People would trash the place otherwise, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Because people are the worst. But, yeah, it's, it looks a lot of fun. If you look it up, just look up the X-Men 97 Mansion on Airbnb. There's a cool video of, like, all the rooms and such. And you can fuck around in the danger room and
all that stuff. So it looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't assume it's going to be A, in my price range, or B, being able to ever book it, because that's going to go so quick.
But, oh, it'll fill up right away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. but, yep. You know, and also it's going to be fucking expensive, you could tell, just by how, like,
probably, yeah.
by how, like, immersive they made it. But yeah, if you get yep. to go, like, fucking enjoy, like, that's got to be cool. And it is in upstate New York, so they stayed true to that as well. I saw they also did, like, they're doing, like, the Up House in, like, Arizona or somewhere yep. west. Which
also they did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's also looked cool. So yeah, props to Airbnb for doing cool shit. You love to see it.
Yeah.
And with that said, we could jump into the episode 8 of X-Men 97, the first of 3 parts in this finale. And yeah, I think we're cooking. We're cooking with fire here.
It started off a little slow. Ended great, but it started off a little slow, the episode. Yeah. So the very beginning of it, it was like Cyclops dealing with Cable, who showed up again, realized that it's his son, Nathan Summers. He's like, I felt bad. We sent him into the future that was clearly dangerous. And he's like, you know, I should have been a better father to him, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of Cyclops dealing with that.
Yeah, well, he was going to have stayed in the present, so...
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, they have a couple discussions, but basically it gets down fairly quickly in the episode to Cable telling everyone what Ashton's plan is, like the entire team, and it kind of starts out right around during this time period.
Yeah.
And essentially, Bastion is using the attack on Genosha from a couple episodes ago. To create these Prime Sentinels, which were invented using that virus from a couple episodes before that, that Mr. Sinister used to infect Nathan Summers, and this over time would create a new species, a war over several hundred years, and eventually in the future, the mutants live like gods, and everyone else can just fuck off there. Either dead, slaves, something like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a decent high-level summary.
Yeah.
He mentions the at the Genosha event was something that can't be prevented. And Beast here talked about, like, Kamertage talking about the absolute points. Yeah. So that was a fun little tie-in.
Yeah.
What else happened in that episode? Because that was like the main plot of this of the show.
And then you basically
my head,
and
then shit going on.
Yeah. Then basically you have Cable, Cable, Cyclops, and there was a third. Oh, Jean Grey go to get Bastion's mother, and then the rest of them have just like the crew or whatever at the lady from the news crew at the mansion. And they go through like Bastion's house and his mother's there and she's like she has dementia and they're like, oh well, let's just play along, and they go through all his stuff and they see, you know, he's been drawing about these sentinels and stuff since he was a little kid and he like fucked up, and I think you even get his origin story too, basically where he was like, and his father was infected by like a thing from the future, and he's like part cyborg, part future, and such. And that's a simplification of it. And then, and then his mom and everyone, basically almost everyone, like there was like the protesters outside the X mansion, like a decent amount of them, and the lady, and then you have like Jubilee and Sunspot at the mall, and basically all these people turn into the same things that Trask turned into, the Sentinel, the human Sentinel army.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you get a lot of cool action scenes here, especially with Wolverine. Finally, we got cool Wolverine.
Very cool. They're attacking the mutants. They capture Jubilee and Sunspot. Yes. And they had gone off to, like, see his mom again.
Yeah.
For some reason. She was holding, like, a benefit for, like, the Genosha victims or something. So that's why they wound up going to the mall. But, yeah, they get captured. We got a fight at Xavier's school.
Yeah.
Which was wild.
Yes.
Any big Wolverine moments you wanted to mention specifically?
Just the him and Nightcrawler double teaming while protecting Rogue, who was still like in a coma. I thought that was
dope. Oh yeah, when he was like, I have six knives, and Nightcrawler was like, nine, and pulled out his swords.
Yeah, sick.
They're better. They're the two coolest fighters in my book.
Oh yeah.
The mansion winds up getting like truly fucked up.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, not good. So they
a lot of yeah. This is a lot of yeah, a lot of action, and it basically crescendos with the UN woman releasing Magneto from his whole mutant hold, and he basically just because he's an Omega level mutant, he rises to the top of the world, and he just fucking with his powers just takes out every Sentinel. Person mm-hmm. and Sinister and Bastion are just like, that's not good.
No, he's stronger than them.
Yeah.
That was what happened with his mother. Yes. Sunspot's mother turned him over to the Sentinels.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Yeah. She's kind of a
So they also show all of these Sentinels all over the world, and we get a bunch of cameos.
Yes. Yes, we get a bunch of good ones.
We get Spidey.
Yes, and they confirmed they confirmed that it is the Spider-Man from the animated series that ran alongside the original X-Men, the animated series, so that's cool.
That was good. He's definitely going to be in the next episode, I would think.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom was shown.
Yes, yes. He was part of the team that was helping create the Sentinels and whatnot.
Yep. And Helmet, our boy.
Yes, Zemo.
A couple others. But yeah, Magneto, he gets out of there. So he's now out in the world, and then Pod lands at the X Mansion. And our dude, Professor X, is back on Earth just in time because Magneto is not going to be happy.
Yes.
And
you
got it to me, my X Men.
Yes, but you also have some of the X Men, even I think before Professor X lands, they go, like, you know, like Magneto got what he wanted, and he's probably right, right? Have to take out all these fucking motherfuckers. Just as Professor X lands to go against that viewpoint, so that'll be interesting. And
yeah,
I like him, but no, we're not gonna go with his viewpoint. I also like because you see him contact Professor X. That is, he contacts. Logan's in the room when he lands, and then he contacts Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, and someone else. I forget who the fourth one was. It's like, oh, he made sure to contact all the smart X-Men to let him know it was law.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, it's funny.
He knows which ones are going to get it quicker.
Yeah. Oh, Storm. It was Storm. Storm was the fourth one.
Storm, man. I didn't like the Storm writing so far this whole season.
Well, she best have a fucking moment in one of these last two episodes.
She's going to, but I just, even when she has a fucking moment, I'm going to be like, we haven't seen you for episodes. I don't know.
They wanted her to go on a journey.
With Forge? Yeah, I don't know. I think she's the one that if you could go back and rewrite the whole season, I'd tweak some scenes of hers.
Yeah.
But I'll give him the last two episodes to change my mind.
Yeah. But, yeah, and that him, you know, Professor X landing is basically the end of the episode. Magneto is out. He takes down all the Sentinels all around the world.
Yep.
And we're going to, the war with Bastion and Mr. Sinister is going to begin soon.
Yeah. I am excited.
That's me too. Like I said, two episodes left, so we'll be back in the next 2 weeks to cover both those episodes. And, yeah, then the show will be over and we'll all be said. But with that said, make sure to follow us on X at Infinity Box RW. That's where we have all the good content. We're throwing up trailers. We got, you know, like we said, we got Acolyte. We got The Boys coming in June. So even though there's not a lot of Marvel, we're going to have some good content this summer. So get ready for that on our Twitter. Check us out on all the podcast apps, you know, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, I Love the Radio, everywhere, iTunes, anywhere you get podcasts, we'll be there. Check out my wrestling show, my wrestling podcast on X, on Twitter, at TIR Wrestling, all the same podcast apps plus Spotify. And Brian, unless you got anything else to say, we'll see you guys next week with the penultimate episode. We love penultimate episodes on this show.
Love penultimate. Yeah, I got nothing else for these people.
All right, so make sure you tune in. We'll be back next week. We love you guys, and see you then.
Later.